This is Section 3 of Take Charge of Your Life. This section is about credit and credit cards.
Everybody has a credit card these days, don't they?
Well, it seems that way. Let's look at some information about credit in general. One of the most common types of credit is generally called installment or revolving credit. This means you agree to repay the lender a certain amount on a regular basis, usually monthly. Here are some examples of when you would use this type of credit: to buy a house or car, to borrow money, student loans, to purchase merchandise such as furniture or appliances on a store charge account. Now that you have the opportunity to establish credit, you should think very seriously before entering into a credit agreement. Credit can be easy to obtain, but difficult to pay back, and costly in the long run.
Consider the following 10 questions before you sign on the dotted line. Taking time to do this can save you a lot of grief in the long run. Number 1. Do I really need this item right now, or can I wait? Number 2. Can I qualify for credit? Number 3. What's the interest rate? Number 4. Are there additional fees? Number 5. How much is the monthly payment, and when is it due? Number 6. Can I afford the monthly payment? Number 7. What will be the extra cost of using credit? Number 8. What will I have to give up to pay for it? Number 9. What will happen if I can't pay on time? And number 10. All things considered, is using credit for this purchase worth it?
I know that one item that is often overlooked with credit is the cost. If you pay $20,000 cash for a new car, aside from taxes and registration cost, that's the cost of the car, $20,000. However, if you buy the car on credit, get a loan, for say 5 years, you will not only pay the $20,000 purchase price, but over the 5 years you will pay $4,000 or more in interest. The car ends up costing you $24,000 or more.
That's a lot of interest. But for most of us, this is the only way we can purchase things like cars or homes. So, in this instance, the cost of credit is something we have to live with.
Yes, and that's why it's so important for us to look at those 10 questions when making decisions about what to buy. A good reminder that credit and the ability to obtain credit can be an asset, something of value when it is carefully thought out and used wisely. But it can be the cause of great difficulty if not managed properly.
I know people wonder, how much credit can I handle? The answer isn't the same for everyone, but it's always based on the amount of your income. A good rule of thumb is that all of your debt should not be more than 35 to 40% of your gross income. This percentage includes your rent or mortgage payment. For instance, if your income is $1,500 a month, your payments should not amount to more than $525 to $600. You need your other income for food, transportation, medical insurance, etc.
Now we can talk more specifically about credit cards. I know a lot of people receive credit card applications in the mail.
Yes, it happens every day, and it sounds so easy. However, not everyone who returns those applications gets approved. For most of us, it's easy. However, in order to be approved, you do have to have some income and some way to show the credit card company that you can pay for the things you charge, just like we discussed in the Getting Started section. What's true for other types of credit is also true for credit cards. Another question we often hear is, with all the cards available, how can I select the one or two that are best for me? Here are some things to compare when looking at several offers.
The annual percentage rate, usually referred to as the APR, is especially important if you do not pay off the total balance each month. Often you will get an offer of an introductory rate. Some cards offer a low rate for 3 or 6 months. However, you have to watch this because the rate may jump dramatically after the initial time period. You need to know what that rate will be before you sign up for the card.
What you need to look at is the permanent rate. This is more important than the introductory rate. You probably will be better off with a permanent rate that is fairly low instead of a low introductory rate, which jumps to a much higher rate later.
Then there is the annual fee. Some cards charge these and some don't. Some offer a card without an annual fee for a period of time, then charge you an annual fee when you renew the card. Read the offer carefully.
Is there a grace period for finance charges? If so, is it for one cycle or for two? Some cards don't charge finance charges for a certain period, say 25 days. But what is not paid off on the bill and then carries over to the next billing cycle will most likely incur finance charges.
What do they charge for late fees or over-limit fees? When do they start?
Most cards offer cash advances, which can be very costly in both fees and APR.
You may receive an offer of balance transfer. Some cards offer you a low rate for a certain period of time if you will transfer the balance you have on another card to their card. Like the introductory offer, that rate may change drastically at the end of the offered time frame.
Incentives and rewards are offered by most cards. They're offered as free, but do cost in the long run in the form of annual fees and APR. Check each offer. It may not even be something you want or need.
I know it's a lot to remember, but when you get your information about a credit card, it will include all of that information and more, and you will need to evaluate it before making a decision.
When you're ready to get a credit card, you may be able to boost your bargaining power by shopping for a credit card and bank package together. You can talk to two or three or four banks and or credit unions and take the best offer. Once you have selected the card you want, get approved, and receive the card, there are some things you need to know.
There is more about the cost of credit in Section 4, you and your credit record. This is especially important if you plan to put your purchase on a credit card. The cost of using credit cards can be astronomical. If you have a credit card with a $5,000 balance, and if you never charge on it again, but pay it off with only the minimum payment each month, it will take you 24 years to pay off. The cost of interest on that $5,000 over a 24-year period? Over $37,000, all because the interest you pay for the privilege of using credit.
Before a purchase, review question 10. Is using credit for this purchase worth the cost? And consider these things. First, be careful of your spending. Studies show that people spend 34% more when using a credit card than if they pay cash. Can you afford to do that? A good rule of thumb is that if it's not still there by the time you get your bill, it probably shouldn't be put on your credit card. Next, pay off as much of the balance as you can each month. It's easy to get behind and soon find yourself in financial trouble. Paying just the minimum payment is not enough. It will take years to pay it off, and the finance charges will soon add up to as much or more as the balance on your purchases. You surely don't want that to happen. Third, you're responsible for paying your credit card debt just as you are for any other debt. You are the one who made those purchases, which means you are also responsible for paying them off, no matter how hard it is.
The authors for this section are Nona Elzey, former vice president of the bank Deposit Guarantee in Jackson, Mississippi, and Brad Barber, president of Members First Credit Union, Brigham City, Utah.
The next section, Section 4, is about your credit record, why it's important, and what to do if you're having financial problems and difficulty making your payments.